Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Oprah Winfrey. And this is Gail King.
Scissor Sisters.
Oh my God, totally.
We love it. Love
so it. In the beginning, when it goes pop, six, squish, Cicero Lipschitz,
yeah.
You, instead of pop, you should go. Yeah, like that.
Well, that's really
and then I'll fucking stab you.
Oh my God, what are we talking about?
What are we talking about today?
Okay, so today we're going to talk about cliched moments. Cliche moments.
Oh, I've had a cliched moment.
Meeting you was a cliche moment.
Well, on one of the reviews, I was a cliche to the gay community.
That's right.
But what is that? What's a cliche to the gay community? I think what...
We need to define cliche for everyone, because not everyone knows what cliche means.
Please give that to us.
Okay, I'm going to head over there. So walk us through that review.
A cliche is a phrase or opinion that is overused and betrays the lack of original thought.
Oh my God. That is a cliche.
Oh my God. Not really. That's not a cliche.
No.
A cliche is...
You just said the
You'll
definition.
Find someone.
You're so cliched.
Everyone has someone.
Right. There's someone for everyone. Yeah. Fucking dumb. My most cliched moment? I wonder if I've had one.
I think one of my most cliched moments is it kind of reminds me of Queer as Folk.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
When I was like 22 in a club.
Thin, like a bobblehead.
And I had just broken up with my boyfriend.
Like,
and I was
literally
really
just
sad.
Broken up.
Like, seriously, we were at the bar and we broke up.
Right. And you turned around and you were like, the most cliched moment.
Right. So we broke up. My friends took me out, you know, because they were like, oh, you need to stop being sad.
Mm-hmm.
We get to the bar, have a lot of drinks.
Of course, lushy.
And then, you know, it's at that moment where you're like, I'm free. You know, you're like dancing and then the lights all come on you.
It's
and
like,
you're
is
like
it,
it's
it,
like a freedom.
Is it like, what's that bar over here? The country western bar?
Oh,
Charlie's?
Charlie's?
Where it's like,
yeah.
It's like spirit fingers. It's
no, like, but it's not country west. It's only country western for a little bit, and then it turns over to like,
right to like fucking Euro
crazy.
Fucking pop music,
yeah, like dubstep.
Like, nope, 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 nope.
But you know that's that cliched moment where you throw your hands up like this, and you just like go around and around like what's her face from The Sound of Music on top of a mountain, and then you hit somebody.
The hills are alive with the sound.
Wait, why? Okay, that sounded like a mix of Alanis Morissette and I don't know what.
That's cliched.
Yeah. But you know, you have it's like that freedom break. You're like, I don't need a man.
I just need the music
and
to take me to that
find,
bridge.
And then you'd find a boyfriend a week later.
And right. And you're like,
it's good.
Right. After the boyfriend that you just broke up with, you were dating for an hour.
Right. We dated.
Yeah,
for a date.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We were together.
Were real deep in connection.
We were together. Do you have any cliched moments?
I think the one cliche moment that really sticks out. So I remember. So back before I had a therapist and before I had my shit together, there were moments in time of my life
back before your first degree murder charge.
Correct. I would. I can't even say this because it's so funny. It's not really funny. It's actually sad. I would break down in the middle of the bar. I'd get a little drink and I'd hear a song. And usually it was involving Mary J. Blige.
Break down.
Great segue. Gonna
break down.
And so I...
Break down.
Bring
me on down.
Really?
Yesterday.
I mean, it's like you're having a moment. You're having a very cliched moment right now.
Is so that the song you were listening to when you broke down?
No. Okay, so the first time it happened, I'm going to tell you, the first time it happened, I was at a party.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend had just, he had broken his like ankle, and we were upstairs at a party. And I was upstairs and I was drinking.
Oh, no.
And it was like, I'm
a happy drink.
Well,
was it?
Yeah, because I'm not really like, I can be either, I don't have that song in here. Why? It's one of those things where it would be like really, really, it would start it off like this. So this is where my breakdown would start.
All right, keep going. Well, let's do it behind it.
So I was at a third floor party. I'm going to talk a little softer. And I was a little drunk, and I'm walking down the stairs, trying to gather myself together. Walking down the stairs, I'm feeling the tears coming out.
Oh, and like, what caused it?
It was just, you know, I was feeling inadequate, blah blah blah. And I'm walking down the stairs, and I get to the first floor, and I'm walking out, and there's more stairs, and I'm like,
no more stairs.
I was more pissed about that than anything else. So I finally get to the gate, and I have two friends of mine with me, and I'm literally holding onto the gate door, and I'm like, I can't
live.
So we open the door.
Right? Living is without
so
you.
So I open the door, and I literally I get out of the door. And we start walking towards the car, and as I'm having this complete nervous breakdown, I'm literally holding on to the iron, cast iron thing, and I'm doing one of these where it's like I hold on, and then I turn, and I'm holding on like I'm in prison, and then I turn around, and I'm like holding it like this, and then break down, like literally to the floor. Like I just broke down to the floor.
Oh.
And was I mean, they had to literally almost pick me up and take me to the car, because it was total fucking breakdown. Nervous breakdown.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you go to the hospital?
So then, no. So then
that's not a real one.
No. So then from that point on, people were telling me every time I would break down, people would say, oh my God, you're having a Mariah Carey breakdown. And then eventually that became the you're on the Mariah Carey breakdown tour, which lasted for like 5 years.
Yeah. I don't think Mariah really had a breakdown. So
well, it was but that was a cliche because I was breaking down the.
And then you listened to her song and broke down every time.
No, I went home and listened to a new Janet Jackson song, and I was like, "Oh, that's Janet Jackson."
Yeah, you had like your moment, like what's her face at Shelby's funeral.
Oh my God, my daughter would never walk to Texas, never, and I can't walk to Texas,
Shelby.
Yeah.
Shelby was right.
It was really sad.
My hair does look like a baby football helmet.
Yeah, it was pretty cliched. And then I would cry every time I would hear the people that would set me off would be anything that was Mariah, which was never hardly ever played at the clubs, but anything that had like Mary J. Blige, a deep bass, just anytime we started talking about anything that was lovey dovey. It was horrible.
Just like, because you will never feel that again.
Oh my God. That's the fucking
cliche
Grim Reaper.
Moments with Roger.
Exactly. Hi. Cliche.
Oop, this is love. Sorry, had the wrong door.
Oh, that's so bad. You guys, he's an asshole.
So, all right. So, cliche moments. That was... We have an orchestra playing in the next room.
Is that what that was?
Yeah. I don't know of any other really cliched moments. I remember that time I saw you making burritos at your job at Chipotle. That was very cliched. Oh, or ironic. Lord. Which one is that?
Isn't it ironic?
Don't you think?
It's on a gray on your wedding. Day.
That's more like razors in my ears.
Okay, well, they're in your gums, so what's the difference?
Well, maybe. That's just bad.
What else do we... I don't think we have any cliched other moments. I don't have anything. Because you really don't think they're cliche because you're involved with them. So...
Can you turn it back to the recorder, please?
Oh. You get nervous.
We got 5 minutes. A little under 5 minutes.
Y'all used to get so mad at me because I was always like, what time is it? How much time do we have left? I don't do it anymore, but Roger is like, bitch, how much time we got left?
Well, I don't want these 15 minutes. I don't want these 15-minute segments to go past 15.
Right.
Because I want to keep us in a little bit of form.
Right. Form factor. No.
Form fitting.
Are you still eating? Yeah. That does not even go in the same sentence as me.
It's the never-ending bear claw. Oh.
It's like the Mary Poppins purse, except it has a bear claw inside of it. Oh my God, I just heard a thump on the ground like somebody just got murdered.
Oh.
Did you hear it?
No.
There's people smoking weed out there again.
Oh, was there?
I could smell it, yeah. No, you can't smell it in here. You have to go outside.
It's hot in here.
Sorry, we're not opening up the window.
Why?
Do not. Maybe if you stop eating, you wouldn't sweat so much. Oh.
I'm gonna murder him. I'm gonna murder him. That's not very nice, Ricky. Okra. That's not very nice.
Okra. Oh girl. No, okra.
Oh girl.
I'm just teasing you. I fucking ate a whole thing of chips and salsa out there.
When she gets thumped on the head by my iPhone. We all know what it is.
We'll take off the case first because it's too cute for that.
No. Speaking of okra, the word on the street is the word on the street is that Lindsay Lohan had been drinking the entire time the show was being filmed.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And it's riveting, the show. I mean, like,
is it good?
You're just kind of like, I can't believe she did that shit. Like, why is she acting like she needs help?
I haven't seen any of them.
She needs help.
So she's not going through her therapy or whatever.
No, she's not going through that.
So she's not like obeying the
no,
order?
I think she needed to just like stay out of the spotlight and really focus on getting herself back together and doing the show. Even though I think Oprah, you know, told her she had a lot of faith in her and she knows she can do it, I still think that she shouldn't have done it. I still think that she should have waited.
Does Oprah ever show up in the show?
She like, did, and that's when she
had the break,
swore,
like,
yeah.
Bitch, get your shit together.
Yeah, well, that's basically what she did. Get your shit together. I believe in you, but you need to get your shit together.
And that's the only time she showed up?
Well, it's only like maybe like three episodes.
It's a very episodes. Short series, right?
Mm-hmm, I think
it's like eight or something?
Yeah, I think it's like eight. That's a new thing now. Series are like eight episodes.
I love that because you can watch it all in one day if you have to.
Yeah. You know, well, I think that's what they're doing with newer shows is they're doing smaller
episodes.
And then if it's a hit, then they'll pick it up and do more.
I don't like having to watch like 20 episodes. I like eight episodes is good.
Well, I think it's like if it's like between 8 and 10, it's good because it's like it's enough to get you hooked and enough to be like, oh, this is so good. But if it's after 10, I feel like, ugh, it's just like, quit dragging out the story.
Right. Like, get it together.
Kind of like Downton Abbey. This season was kind of slow.
I haven't seen any of it.
Not even the first season?
No. Of this past season.
Oh, this past season. Okay, got it. It was really slow.
Really?
Very slow. It's kind of like, ugh.
What year are they in right now? Like the 40s?
18, I don't give a fuck.
No, they're in the 1900s.
19, I don't give a fuck. It's like, it's after the first war, I think.
Okay.
So
no, is it? Yeah, the first war. So I think they're between the first war and the second war.
I think so. All right. This is
this Gail is Oprah King. Winfrey. Let's go, scissors.
This
sister.
Is Oprah.
I'm Oprah.
Oh, this is Gail.
You
King.
Get a gift. You get a gift.
You get a gift. We're not. We don't have an audience.
We do not. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening.